Christmas in many ways is like warm and cozy and just endearing, right? Who doesn't love a baby in a manger? Lent, Easter, Good Friday deal with much heavier topics, right? How do you talk to your four-year-old about Jesus dying on a cross? Why was that necessary? Why the brutality? What kept him there on the cross? Those are hard conversations that I would not want to jump into in 2 days' time and try to explain to my child the theological truths, even if I don't use the term transubstantiation or atonement, which you don't have to use those terms, right? We can know the truth that Jesus died for our sins and that he took our sins on himself and he gave us his perfect holiness and righteousness. And so there's this great exchange that happens. But it takes time for those truths to sink into our children's hearts and their minds. And it can be very overwhelming if you're trying to take a kid from explaining what sin is all the way to the resurrection in a matter of just a few days or weeks. And so I actually really like this season of Lent in the invitation that it gives me to more slowly walk through the story of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so we typically start with an activity that's we call the Passover lamb, and it takes us back to the book of Exodus. And there's this little craft. I haven't done it yet this year. And if I don't get to, that's fine, because every year can be different. I found it really helpful in the past. I print out like a picture of a sheep and trace it out on cardboard for each kid. And then I give them wool to like wrap around the lamb. And we'll usually have the Jesus Storybook Bible out and read the story of the Passover. And why, what happened here, the 10 plagues, like those are so visual, such great stories for our children. And getting to that point of the Passover lamb and how that lamb had to die and that blood was put over the doorposts because that blood protected the family. And so death would pass over the family and the family could live and then was rescued out of Egypt and brought into the promised land. Like so much richness to that story, right? And so we can then just that story, just right there, just leave it there and say, Jesus is our Passover lamb. The Bible says that he is the Lamb of God who took away our sins. And just rest in that story for a few days, for a week. Keep coming back to it. We keep the Passover lambs out in the kitchen so that the kids can see them and play with them. And we come back to that story. And then maybe a little bit later, you talk about the Ten Commandments. And we have a little craft that we do with the Ten Commandments and how sin means breaking these laws and there's punishment for sin. And so you're kind of building the fundamental building blocks of the gospel bit by bit each week. And listen, Christy, I don't do this every day. Like, I wish I was a super mom that did devotions with kids every single day. But if it happens, like, once or twice a week, I count that as a win. And it looks different season to season. But it's constantly coming back and soaking in the story of the gospel so that when we get to Holy Week, we get to Palm Sunday and the kids wave the branches in church and they're super excited about this, we can then bring out the Passover lamb. We can bring out the commandments. We can bring out the crown of righteousness that Isaiah talks about. We can bring out all these visual elements of the story and then say, this is why Jesus came to die. And we can walk our children in a more gentle, tender way through Holy Week.
I really love that. I've never thought of going, I have taught them, you know, the Passover lamb idea, but I love that progression of the Passover lamb and the Ten Commandments, and then we get to Easter. That is a really excellent way to kind of do Lent with kids. And to just explain the concepts, not just this is Jesus' life, but this is the whole reason why. It's like the beginning of the gospel.
Yeah. And again, this isn't a plug for my book. Actually, all these resources are available for free on uncoveringthelove.com. But each week I have a family devotional that's like a 10-minute devotional you can go through with your family that talks through 7 different reasons Jesus came to die. And at the end of each week of the devotionals, there are different craft ideas or activity ideas that you can do with your children. And that's where those ideas come from, Christy.
Cool. Perfect. Well, you created them. And you know what is the great thing about Lent? And you know, you were saying you only do this a couple times a week. Well, that's fine because every year you come back to it. Every year there's Lent. That's why, I mean, we have decades ideally, probably about 2 decades with our kids, right? So they're going to come back to it next year and the year after, and they're going to understand it deeper. And so that's a yearly habit. Not everything has to be a daily habit. So.
Right. And you're building these traditions with the children that they will remember over the years. But it also adds a layer of depth, because my 7.5-year-old now understands things about some of these crafts and activities that she didn't understand 3 years ago. But we've been building that meaning and significance over the years. And it kind of helps take the pressure off, right? Because if I only had one shot, one conversation to tell my kids the gospel, I would be nervous that I'm going to say the wrong thing or mess it up. Mm-hmm. But in these regular weekly-ish encounters with our children, we're also praying as moms and asking the Holy Spirit to take the seed, to till up the soil of our children's hearts, to have that seed fall in good soil so that it will produce fruit. And so the pressure's off. I don't have to lead my children to Jesus. Jesus is pursuing them. Mm-hmm. I just get to come alongside and walk with them in that.